All right, first let's look briefly at the verbal side. I think most linguists will agree that semantics, which is the study of pure meaning, has always been the weakest of the three linguistic departments because it's the least studied. And that's because it's the hardest to render in truly scientific fashion. As a result, linguists have usually left semantic considerations to other disciplines like philology, etymology, lexicography, aesthetics, or literary criticism. And this fact has spawned some of the sharpest criticisms of Chomsky, mostly by his own disciples, the Young Turks, and many of whom are now busily engaged in an effort to evolve a theory of semantic structures which can be as scientifically sound as the syntactic one. In fact, Chomsky himself is said to be working in this area, trying to head off the Young Turks at the pass. But it's not easy, especially for us old Turks. You recall our experiment in monogenesis from the first lecture? How we prolonged the ictus of the proto-syllable ma and heightened it into a musical tone? Ma. Well, that was a fairly pure scientific attempt, but not so pure that we could for one second ignore the semantic resonance of motherhood in that one syllable, ma. Nor could we avoid amorous inferences in the syntactic entanglements of Jack and Jill during our last lecture, no more than Chomsky himself can avoid them when he speaks of Harry and John and golf and persuasion. It's a semantic trap that no linguist can totally avoid. And in the same way, as we've been discussing the musical equivalents of these linguistic areas, we too have been semantically entrapped. Willy-nilly, we've been dealing with semantics all along. In the first lecture on phonology, we dealt with the ordering of phonemic elements out of the harmonic series so as to produce meaningful tonal relationships. Meaningful. And in the second lecture on syntax, we were dealing with the ordering of those tonal relationships so as to produce meaningful structures. So that now when we come to consider musical semantics in general, what meanings are there left to deal with? Well, obviously, the musical meanings that result from the combination of both, of what we might call phonosemantics plus morphosemantics, meanings derived by the various transformational procedures with which we've been playing.